This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi became the first foreign leader on Sunday to visit and meet with Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi since the hardliner took office in August. Raisi said Iraq had agreed to waive visas for Iranian pilgrims to Shiite holy sites in Iraq later this month, adding that, quote, decisions were also made about the two countries' financial issues that should be adopted. Iraq relies on Iranian gas and electricity, but imports have been irregular recently due to outstanding payments. Iran's state gas company said late last year that it had slashed supplies to Iraq over more than $6 billion arrears, placing Baghdad and other cities at risk of power shortages. Pope Francis said on Sunday Hungary could preserve its Christian roots while opening up to the needy, an apparent response to nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban's stand that Muslim immigration could destroy its heritage. Francis arrived in Hungary early on Sunday for an unusually short stay that underlines differences with the anti-immigrant Orban. He held a mass for tens of thousands of people in central Budapest. Francis has often denounced what he sees as a resurgence of nationalist and populist movements, called for European unity, and criticized countries that try to solve the migration crisis with unilateral or isolationist actions. Later on Sunday, Francis moves on to Slovakia, where he'll stay much longer, visiting four cities before returning to Rome on Wednesday. The trip is the Pope's first since undergoing major surgery in July. He told reporters on the plane taking him to Budapest that he was feeling fine. This is VOA News. British Health Minister Saeed Javid said on Sunday he did not expect the country to see any more lockdowns to fight the COVID-19 crisis and ruled out the use of vaccine passports to allow people to attend mass events. Asked about so-called COVID passports, Javid told the BBC, quote, "What I can say is that we've looked at it properly, and whilst we should keep it in a reserve as a potential option, I'm pleased to say we will not be going ahead with plans for vaccine passports." Britain has one of the highest official COVID-19 death tolls in the world and has seen the number of cases climb over the last few months after easing restrictions in July when the government first bet on vaccines to protect the public. Afghanistan's new Taliban government announced Sunday women can continue to study in universities, including at postgraduate levels, but classrooms will be gender segregated and Islamic dress is required. The country's new higher education minister laid out the new policies several days after Afghanistan's new rulers formed an all-male government. The world has been watching closely to see what extent the Taliban might act differently from their first time in power in the late 1990s. During that era, girls and women were denied an education and were excluded from public life. The Taliban have suggested they have changed, including in their attitudes towards women. However, they've used violence in recent days against women protesters demanding equal rights. Belarus's strongman president, Alexander Lukashenko, on Sunday praised Russian and Belarusian troops for their readiness to jointly defend the two countries, as he oversaw massive military drills that have spooked some European Union countries. Russia and Belarus launched military drills on Friday involving about 200,000 personnel, one of Moscow's biggest exercises in recent years. Lukashenko says the two countries are ready to counter what he had called hybrid aggression from the West, and claims troops from Kazakhstan also took part in the drills. On the eve of the exercise, Putin said that Russian-Belarusian drills were, quote, not directed against anyone, and Lukashenko struck the same note on Sunday. And soldiers are being deployed in southeastern Spain to join the battle against a major wildfire burning for a fourth day. It's destroyed more than 15,000 acres of forest and prompted fresh evacuations. Fire officials have described Sunday as a key day for bringing the blaze under control. Authorities say they have evidence of arson. Wildfires are common in southern Europe during the hot, dry summer months, but have been numerous around the Mediterranean this year. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.